last couple of days we've been focusing on the Mishnah Daf Chof Zayin. The Mishnah quotes two machlokes in Rebbe Elezer and the Chachamim. First of all, Rebbe Elezer holds that there's a chiyuv to eat 14 sudas on the sukkah every yom tov of sukkahs, and the Chachamim argue. They say no, there's only a chiyuv to eat the first night of sukkahs in the sukkah. Secondly, Rebbe Elezer also says that if you don't eat in the sukkah, you can be mashlim the leli yom tov achron shel chag. You can be mashlim b'shmiyat seis. So the Gemara is troubled about the connection between these two members, these two machlokas. The Gemara says, how can it be Rebbe Elezer holds that imlo ochal leli yom tov rishon yashlim b'leli yom tov achron, but doesn't he hold that you have to eat yudal etzudas b'sukkah? That's the kasha of the Gemara. It's unclear what the kasha is. The Gemara basically is asking, how can we reconcile Rebbe Elezer's second statement with his first statement? And what does the Gemara answer? No, he was chozebo from his first statement. He's chozebo. So what does it mean? What's the kasha? What's the teretz? What's the give and take? So we mentioned last time the Meiri and the Ritva learned that the kasha was, how can Rebbe Elezer say that if you didn't eat in the sukkah, then you can be mashlim shminyat seres? Array, he holds that you have to eat in the sukkah. The key to the kasha is bisukkah. Rebbe Elezer holds that you have to eat yudal tzudus bisukkah. So if you have to eat bisukkah, then how can you be mashlim? According to the Meiri and the Ritva, the kasha is Rebbe Elezer holds that you have to eat yudal tzudus. So why do we pick on im lo ochal b'leila yom tov rishon yashlim b'leila yom tov achron? What happened to the other 13 tzudus? That's the kasha according to the other rishon. So what's the answer to the Gemara? Comes the Meiri and he says, you know what the answer is? The answer is, Rebbe Elezer was chozebo. He says, you don't have to eat 14 sudas. That you only have to eat one. So that's why he focuses on the one suda. That's the shock of the time in the Gemara. And taka, that one suda, you can be mashlim b'shmiyat seres. How? B'sukkah. Right? You're mashlim b'sukkah. How you mashlim b'sukkah? Isn't it baltosif? No. The Meiri says it's not baltosif because you're doing it l'kavanas tashlum and you're not doing it l'kavanas ha-mitzvah. It's not baltosif, you can be mashlim. That's how the Meiri and the Ritva read the Gemara. Rashi understood differently. Rashi said, what's the kasha of the Gemara? How can Rebbe Elezer say that if you didn't eat b'leili yom tov rishon, you're mashlim b'leili yom tov achron? Doesn't he say that you have to eat b'sukkah? The key to the kasha was not the yudal etzudas, the key is b'sukkah. Rebbe Elezer holds that you have to eat yudal etzudas, but you have to eat them b'sukkah, and if you're not going to eat them b'sukkah, so then you're not going to be otzei. So how can it be mashlim on shmini atzeres? Rashi says you can't eat on shmini atzeres in the sukkah. It's doch bal tosef if you eat in the sukkah on shmini atzeres. So how can Rebbe Elezer say that you can be mashlim b'shmini atzeres? You're not going to be eating in the sukkah, and he holds that the chiyuv is to eat in the sukkah. That was the kasha according to Rashi. What's the answer? Chozebo. Rebbe Elezer was chozebo from what? What was he chozebo? He was chozebo from the fact that he held that you have to eat 14 sudas in the sukkah. Like Rashi and the Meiri are learning the same shot in the teretz of the Gemara. They only argue in the kasha. The Meiri says the kasha was about what? Why do we focus only on the first day? Rebbe Elezer holds that there's a chiyuv to eat 14 sudas. That was the kasha according to the Meiri and the Ritva. According to Rashi, the kasha was Rebbe Elezer holds you have to eat in the sukkah. How can you be mashlim on shmini atzeres? It's not in the sukkah. The kasha was different according to Rashi, but the teretz is the same. Rebbe Elezer was chozebo. He holds it. You don't have to eat 14 sudas. It's enough to eat one. So how did that answer anything according to Rashi? If the kasha was Rebbe Elezer holds you have to eat in the sukkah and on shmini atzeres it's going to be baltosif. So how does he answer anything? There's no chiyuv to eat 14 sudas. There's only chiyuv to eat one. Good, but the one sudah has to be eaten in the sukkah. So how did he answer anything according to Rashi? That's what the Marshal has his incredible chiddush. He says that according to Rebbe Elezer, the chiyuv to eat the first suda is a chiyuv suda. It's a mitzvah sachila. It doesn't have to be in the sukkah. It doesn't have to be in the sukkah. Right? The first suda doesn't have to be in the sukkah. According to the Havamina, Rebbe Elezer held that you have to eat 14 sudas. So the 14 sudas, if you're gonna be chayav to eat 14 sudas in the sukkah, then there's no way that you can be mashlim those sudas on Shmini Atzeres. What's the maskana? Rebbe Elezer taka holds that you only have to eat one suda. And Zokta Marshal, he holds that chiyuv is a mitzvah sachila. It's not a chiyuv in the sukkah. So if it's only a mitzvah sachila ba'amah, it's not a chiyuv in the sukkah, then you can be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. Shalom b'sukkah. You'll be mashlim it outside the sukkah. Because it's just a mitzvah sachila ba'amah. That's what the Marshal wants to suggest. The Marshal is a tremendous chiddush. What he's saying is that the same shita that we have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, lefi the nusach of the Rosh, according to the Acherim Sheberan, according to the Rambam, right? All these Rishonim, aliba de Chachamim, right? That they hold that there's a gzereshav of tesvav from Chag HaMatzos that teaches me there's a mitzvah sachila on the first night of Yom Tov. And according to those Rishonim, the first night is not a mitzvah yeshiva, it's a mitzvah sachila, right? The Marshal says, Aliba the Rebbe Lezer as well, there's a mitzvah sachila. Rebbe Lezer also must hold that there's a gzereshav of tesvav. And he learns that there's a mitzvah sachila the first night. And that mitzvah sachila, it can be mashlam on Shmini Atzeres. Shalom basukah. Now you'll be mashlam shalom basukah because it's a mitzvah sachila ba'al. That's how the Marshal understood the Teretz of the Gemara. So for the Marshal, it's very difficult. How can you say Rebbe Lezer holds that there's a mitzvah sachila on the first night that's outside of the sukkah? Stam a mitzvah sachila ba'alma. How can that be? Stam a mitzvah sachila ba'alma. According to the Chachamim, I claimed there's a gzera shava tesvav tesvavim from Chag HaMatzos. Tosfos wanted to learn. There's a suffix in the Yerushalmi. What's the nature of that gzera shava? Maybe the gzera shava teaches me that the details of achilas matzah apply to achilas sukkah too. Achi kanais kashu b'taiva. You need a kazayis dogon. What's the lashon of that Yerushalmi? Ima lahalon achiyocha kazayis dogon matzah. Avkan achiyocha kazayis dogon besukkah. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is that the chiyuv is to eat a kazayis dogon in the sukkah. It's not just a mitzvah sachila ba'alma. It's a mitzvah sachila besukkah. And besukkah is not just a t'nai in the mitzvah that because it's sukkahs, you have to eat it in the sukkah because you can't eat outside the sukkah. No, it sounds like it's part of the mitzvah. No one says that we extrapolate the mitzvah sachila of matzah completely to sukkah. No one would say that you have a chiyuv to eat matzah in the sukkah. Right? Even if you say that it's a mitzvah achila and we're going to apply the details, the pirtei mitzvah to sukkah, but we're not going to apply all of the pirtei mitzvah. We do say that there are special halachas that apply to sukkah. The eating, the mitzvah achila, has to be inside the sukkah. Right? Just like we don't say that you have to eat matzah on sukkahs, we don't say that you have to eat in the sukkah on Pesach. Right? It's not. We're not going to apply the complete halacha to each case. Right, we have to apply it appropriately for that context. So in the case of sukkah, even if you'll say it's a mitzvah achila, but it has to be a mitzvah achila bit sukkah. That's not just a t'nai ba'alma. That's part of the mitzvah. How can we say that you can be mashlam on shmini atzeres shelo b'sukkah? You're missing a chelik of the mitzvah. Ah, but the mitzvah is a mitzvah achila. Yeah, it's a mitzvah achila, but it's a mitzvah achila bit sukkah. If it's not b'sukkah, you're missing an ikka component of the mitzvah. How can you learn like that in the maskon of the Gemara? It's not mishloch pilei ploy. The Marshal is not arguing with the Marshal fundamentally about the nature of the mitzvah. The Marshal might agree that the mitzvah is taka mitzvah achila. Rebbe Lezer could hold it's a mitzvah achila, but mitzvah achila means mitzvah achila besukkah. Not that he's saying, no, you got it all wrong, the mitzvah is a mitzvah yeshiva. The Marshal might be agreeing that the mitzvah is a mitzvah achila. Ken zayin, that's a possibility. But even if it's a mitzvah achila, it's not a stam mitzvah achila. It's got to be a mitzvah achila besukkah. So how can it be mashlam that mitzvah sachila shalo b'sukkah shmini atzeres? It doesn't make any sense, Lachar. Very difficult. The Avodas David asks another kasha. Some of the Talmidim asked this after Shia yesterday. He asks, according to the Marshal, what should come out? Let's say yardu geshamim the first night. Geshamim are coming down, it's raining in the sukkah, right? So what's the din? So we know that when it's raining in the sukkah, it's a shaylin poskim. Is mitzvah chayiv sukkah the first night? Is he potim in a sukkah the first night? We discussed this at great length. So if your mitzvah is chayiv sukkah the first night, then you have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah even when the rain is coming down. Mitzvah is potim, then you're potim from eating in the sukkah. What do you do then if mitzvah is potim? Then you go into your house and you have a suda. And if it stops raining before you go to sleep, then you mechuyev to go outside to the sukkah again to be yotzi the chiyuv. Right? So if your mitzvah is chayiv, so when it's raining, you're even chayiv to eat in the sukkah right then and there, because you're chayiv even when it's raining. If star is potter, then you're potter right then and there. You go into your home, but you're still mechuyev to go out to the sukkah if it stops raining. According to the Marshal, it comes out very strange. If you hold that the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night is a mitzvah sachila ba'alma, a stam mitzvah sachila, what should come out is if it's raining in the sukkah, and I decided not to eat in the sukkah, let's say I'm not going to be machma like the sheikhs that hold mistaris chayiv sukkah. And I go into my home and I eat in my home. Then I've been yotzei machiyuv completely. Bein l'man da'om mitzayar chayiv, bein l'man da'om mitzayar potter. I wouldn't be chayiv to go out to the sukkah again after the rain stops. And I'm not really mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah either. I can eat in my home and be yotzei mechuyiv completely because it's stam a mitzvah sachila. Right? Okay, according to the man da'om who says mitzayar is chayiv b'sukkah, I shouldn't have eaten in the home. I should have actually eaten in the sukkah because I'm still chayiv in the sukkah. But if I taka ate at home, then klapishmaya galya, I was yotzei the mitzvah because it's a stam mitzvah sachila, so I can be yotzei in my home. I wouldn't be mechuyev to go out again. Heichan matzino, do we find any Rishon who says such a din? That if someone eats in the sukkah, if someone eats in their home when it's raining, they can be yotze the chiyev of achila the first night? The two shittas in the Rishonim are either you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah even when it's raining, because mitzvah is chayav sukkah, or you potter while it's raining, but then if it stops raining, then you're mechuyev to go back to the sukkah. We never found anyone who says that if you ate in your home, then you yotzi a chiv and you have no chiv to go back to the sukkah. Heicha matzino dava kaze. According to the Marshal, what should come out is that you can taka biyotze the chiv on the first night, not just to be mashlam on Shemini Atzeres. You can biyotze the first night in your home because it's stam mitzvah sachila ba'alma and has nothing to do with sukkah. Lo matzino dava kaze barishonim. It's very, very difficult to say a pshat like that. It's a pella on the Marshal. Okay, is basic yisod we've seen before that the chiyuv the first night is a mitzvah achila, but his chiddush that it's stam a mitzvah achila that's unrelated to sukkah, and that's why you can be mashlim that on Shmini Atzeres. That's gor a chiddush otzum that we never found in the Rishonim before. Comes the Marsha and suggests a different pshat. Says no, the answer for Rashi is not that the chiyuv to eat the sukkah is just a mitzvah achila ba'amu. No. The answer for Rashi is different. Let's see the Marshot again. What does he say? Yeroa says the Marshot Shulchruch Chochal Ha'itayma V'kimoshi Yesh Tashlum L'Karbonis. Karbonis. He picks up on Rashi. Rashi says what? Rav Elazar holds you can be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres, just like if you didn't bring Yishalmei Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, you can be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. That's a chiddush. That's a gemara in Chagiga. It's a machlokas in Chagiga. We paskin that it's a tashlum, and the fact that you can bring the Chagiga after the first day, it's a tashlum in the Rishon. The real chiyuv is on the first day of Yom Tov, and every other day that you can bring the Chagiga, if you didn't bring it the first day of Yom Tov, it's a tashlum in the Rishon. So says the Marshal, why does Rashi pick up on that idea that it's a tashlum in the Rishon? He says, the reason why Rashi mentions that there's a tashlumin in karbonos for leli yom tov achren, for leli yom tov rishon to leli yom tov achren, the whole point is because that explains the maskon of the gemara. Why? How does it explain the maskon? Because we already find this idea that you can have a hashlama for karbonas from Leil Yom Tov Rishon to Leil Yom Tov Achron, which is a chiddush. What kind of a strange idea is this? If you didn't bring the Shalmei Chagiga the first day, you can do a tashlum in the rest of Yom Tov. You can do something like that. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. So once we find the chiddush when it comes to karbonas, that you can do a tashlum in b'leil yom tov achron from the chiyuv that you have b'leil yom tov rishon. So hu adin nami by sukkah as well. That's what we're trying to learn out. Now, for God, the sukkah leka b'yom achron. Even though there really is no sukkah b'leil yom tov achron, there's no sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Nevertheless, because we have this chiddush, you see a chiddush that we have a tashlum in for b'leil yom tov rishon. So too, when it comes to sukkah, we have such a strange concept that is a tashlumin from leli yom tov rishon to leli yom tov achron. Aval, my desalka diet of the hayashlum kol yudalat sudas. But according to the havamina, that the tashlumin is not just for the first day, but it's for all 14 sudas. Havade lek hashlama. If the tashlum that we're talking about is for 14 sudas, then it doesn't make sense. That's the kasha of the gemara. If there is a chiyuv to eat 14 sudas, and how can you be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres without a sukkah? What's the problem? Why can't you be mashiv? Just like by karbonos des tashlumin, this should be karbonos of yetu. No, because we never find tashlumin for the middle days. We never find tashlumin for the middle days. Havadei leka hashloma, kevin leka sukkah biyom achron, veleka nami hashloma acheres miyom achron lishar yomim. Since there's no sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, so that's chiddush number one. You're doing tashlumin for a chiyuv of sukkah without a sukkah. So that's a chiddush. And we never find a tashlumin in karbonis for the middle days at all. So then mehecha teisi, that there should be a tashlumin for sukkah. The whole idea that you can have a tashlumin for sukkah is a tremendous chiddush, right? Because A, you're being mashlim on Shmini Atzeres without sukkah. Secondly, you're being mashlim for the chiyuv of the middle days. If there's a chiyuv yudalat sudas, and you're being mashlim for the chiyuv of the middle days on Shmini Atzeres, hecha matzinu such an idea, right? We never find the concept that you can be mashlim on the middle days of Yom Tov to do a tashlumin on the last day of Yom Tov. We only find a tashlumin from the first day to the last day. So that tashlumin by karbonis on the first day to the last day itself is a chiddush. So since that's a chiddush, and it's a chiddush that you can be mashlim the chi of sukkah on Shmini Atzeres without a sukkah, two chiddushim. So the only way that you can do that, right? The only way that we can explain such an idea is if the tashlumin that you're going to do has a precedent. So if there's a precedent to be mashlim from Leili Yom Tov Rishon to Leili Yom Tov Achron, then fine. It's a chiddush, but it's a chiddush, and we can live with that chiddush. Once we find the chiddush by karbonis, then we can have the chiddush by sukkah as well. If you're going to tell me like the Havamina that you could even be mashlim, the other sudas, the middle sudas, not just the first day to the last day, but even the middle days, we never find the chiddush like that. We never find the chiddush in karbonas that you can be mashlim from the middle days to the last days. Because the tashlumin that you're doing in karbonas is from the chiyuv of the first day. Even though you can be mashlim that chiyuv during the middle days, it's not a new chiyuv in the middle days. It's the original chiyuv of the first day. So that kind of concept, even though it's a chiddush, we find that you can be mashlim from the first day to the last day. So we can say the same thing by sukkah, even though you're being mashlim outside the sukkah, and it's a chiddush. It's not exactly the same as the original chiyuv that you had the first day. But once we find such a chiddush by karbonis that you can have a tashlum from the first day to the last day, it's not such a pella to say that a tashlumin exists by sukkah as well. But if you were to say like the Havamina Reb Elezer holds that there's a chiyuv to eat 14 sudas in the sukkah, hecha matzinu tashlumin from the middle days to the last day. Since we never find such a precedent, and it's gor a chiddush to be able to be mashlim a chiyuv of sukkah outside the sukkah, so that's why itaki is no din tashlum. That's how the Marshal learned Rashi. Yes.
So, is there a chiyuv by korbanos on the last day?
It's a chiyuv to bring a korban on the first day of Sukkot. And if you don't bring that korban on the first day of Sukkot, then you can be mashlim that throughout the year, even on the last day. The chiddush is the Shmini Atzeres, even though it's not really a part of Sukkot, it's a separate regel, but it's linked enough to Sukkot that you can be mashlim the chiyuv of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres. Yeah.
Is there anything that, the fact that we do sit in the Sukkot Shmini Atzeres in Chazars?
No, we're talking about Shmini Atzeres. We are not going to sit in the sukkah. The same Gemara, this whole Gemara would apply to Simchas Torah and Chutz La'aretz. Right? That's the chiddush. If you're sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, that's because it's a suffix shvi, so you're treating it like a suffix sukkis. That's a different aloch. Right? Just like you could be mashlim on shvi shal sukkis, you could be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres if it's a suffix shvi. We're talking after it's sukkis, which would be Simchas Torah and Chutz La'aretz. Okay, that's the Marsha's pshat. Okay. Comes Tosfos, and he's troubled with Shitas Rashi. Right? Whether you learn like the Marshal or you learn like the Marsha, either way, Tosfos is troubled with Rashi. What's the problem? Let's see Tosfos together. Tosfos quotes Rashi. Right? The Kasha was what Reb Elezer holds, that you have to eat the Sudas Besukah, and yet if you're going to be Mashlim Shmini Atzeres, it's going to be Bal Tosef, so you can't be mashlim in the sukkah, and if you're mashlim outside the sukkah, what are you accomplishing? So to that, the Gemara answers, Reb Elezer was chosebo from his chiyuv to have yudalet sudas. So if he's chosebo from the chiyuv of yudalet sudas, then we understand that either it's only a mitzvah sachila the first night, Or even if it has to be a mitzvah achila basukah, but we find the precedent in the tashlumin from Yom Rishon to Yom Achron in Karbonah, so we can have a tashlumin here too. So Fred Taisus, Lishna the Yashlim, the Inhishlim, Lomashma Kla Loshan Tashlumin, Ela Loshan Ashlomo, Cheshbin Shal Yudal at Sudas. Yashlim, Lo Ocha Belele Yom Tavishan, Yashlim Belele Yom Tavachan, doesn't sound like it's a Tashlumin. Tashlumin sounds like it's compensation. You didn't do the mitzvah here, so you can compensate with something else. That's Tosfos. Yashlim sounds like it's a Hashlomo. It's filling in the rest. It's not a compensation, but you're filling in the cheshbin of the Yudal at Sudas. There's a cheshbin of 14 Sudas that you have to eat, and you're filling it in with an extra Suda. Not that you're compensating with a different Suda. According to Rashi, it's a compensation. Shmini Atzeres is not a time for the Yudal at Sudas, but you're compensating with a Suda on Shmini Atzeres, with the Minya Tagima that you're eating on Shmini Atzeres, for the Suda that you didn't eat on Sukkos. It's not mashman the Loshon of the Gemara, says this. Oh, Kevin the Matzah Yalpina, and since we're learning the Chiyuv for Matzah, we're learning the Chiyuv on the first night for Matzah, Lo Matzina Sheh Tashlumin La Matzah, Shalayla Harishon, Sheh Pesach. If we're learning the Chiyuv of Sukkah on the first night for Matzah, so then there has to be some kind of a comparison. But the fact is, there is no Tashlumin by Matzah, so how can we learn Tashlumin by Sukkah? Where does that possibility of Tashlumin come from? There has to be a linkage to Matzah. So there's no tashlumin by matzah on Leil Rishon Shel Pesach, there shouldn't be tashlumin by sukkah either. That's the second kashya. Number three, but oh, the mashak tzas be Yerushalmi, the bike size dagan listed this yom tov Rishon Shel Chag, kemo gabi matzah. From the Yerushalmi that I quoted earlier in the Ramas Chol Teshuv, it sounds like you need kezayis dagan, a suffix at least, but there's a possibility you need kezayis dagan for sudas yom tov Rishon Shel Chag. Ha'achamina, the yashna, b'minya tagima. Here, the maskana of the Gemara is the hashlama and shmini atzeres is b'minya tagima. How can it be mashlam b'minya tagima if the Yerushalmi says you need kezayis dagan? Mashlam b'minya tagima, Rashi interprets, what is minya tagima? Not kezayis dagan. Minya tagima is parperos, madanim, peros, v'kistin, v'kaplutos, v'vushalos, different fruits and kistin and other things, but not kezayis dagan. Rashi is assuming it's not kezayis dagan, it's peros. How can it be mashlim b'minya tagima with peris if the Yerushalmi holds that the chiyuv of Leil Yom Tov Rishon is kezayis dagan? L'chor the tashlumin has to be dumya to the chiyuv. The chiyuv is kezayis dagan, and the tashlumin has to be kezayis dagan. And that Tosis also asks the fourth kasha from the Hemshech of the Gemara. There's a story: the apotropos of Agrippa Samelech made a statement. So it sounds like Rebbe Lezer was not chozabo from the Yudalat Sudas. He still held that there's a chiyuv to eat Yudalat Sudas. How can Rashi say Rebbe Lezer was chozabo from the chiyuv to eat Yudal at Sudas? Four kashas, right? Tosfos says four kashas against Rashi. First of all, the lashon of yashlim is mashma, not tashlum, and not a compensation, but rather you're filling in the chiyuv Yudal at Sudas. Secondly, if we're learning the chiyuv on sukkah from matzah, so then there can't be a tashlum by sukkahs because we never find a tashlum by matzah. Thirdly, from the Yerushalmi, it sounds like there's a chiyuv kezayis dagan on the first night of Sukkot. So how can you be mashlam b'minya tagima with peiros according to Rashi? How can you be mashlam b'minya tagima for the chiyuv of kezayis davan? And fourthly, Rebbe Lezer was not chozbo from the Yudalit Sudas. Mashlam from the Gemara, he still held the maskana that there's a chiyuv to eat Yudalit Sudas. So what's the maskana of the Gemara? Zok tois viz lekach nir lefaharish chozbo Rebbe Eliezer mimashayamatzich sukkah la'olam Yudalit Sudas boy. Rebbe Lezer wasn't chozbo from the chiyuv Yudalit Sudas. He was chozabah from the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Even the maskana he held is a chiyuv to eat Yudal at Sudas. But he held there's no chiyuv that's ma'akev. There's no chiyuv that's ma'akev even b'dieved to eat in the sukkah. That's what he was chozabah. And that's why he could be mashlam at Shmini Atzeres. Gevaldik, according to Taisus, right? Rebbe Lezer was chozabah from the chiyuv sukkah, not from the chiyuv of Yudal at Sudas. And that's why he could be mashlam at Shmini Atzeres outside the sukkah. It's not baltais if you're not eating in the sukkah. Right? Because Rebbe Lezer was chozer from the chiyuv of sukkah. Yerushalmi Mishani, Amar Rebbe Acha, Lemitzvah Chashuva, Klamer Lechatchila, Tzarech Lechol B'sukkah. Lo Ocha Mashlim B'Shmini B'lo Sukkah. Rebbe Lezer holds that Lechatchila, Lemitzvah Chashuva, you should eat in the sukkah. But there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. The Yudal Atzudas you can fulfill outside the sukkah. And that's why you can be mashlam on Shmini Atzeres. Wow. So it's interesting. Tosfos learned the Kasha like Rashi, but the Teretz not like Rashi. The Meiri and the Ritva learned the Teretz like Rashi, but not the Kasha like Rashi. Right? Those are the three approaches of the Rishon. Right? The Meiri and the Ritva learned what? The Kasha. Kasha was from what? That Rebbe Lezer holds that that you have to eat Yudalit Sudah. So why does he pick on the Tashlumen of Leil Yom Tov Rishon? What happened to the other Sudahs? That's in Gansin, a totally different Kasha. But in the Maskana they say what? Rebbe Lezer was Chozubo from the Chiv of Yudalit Sudahs. Right? So the Teretz of the Meiri and the Ritva is that the Chazara was from the Yudalit Sudahs. Rashi learned the Kasha differently. He said, how can you be Mashlim, Bishmini Atzeres? What? If you're Mashlim, Bishmini Atzeres, it's not going to be Besukah. Rebbe Lezer holds you have to eat Besukah. So the Teretz says, no. He was Chozubo from the Yudalit Sudas. So we were troubled, Chozubo from the Yudalit Sudas, but still you have to eat the first Suda, the first day in the Sukkah. So how do you answer? So we had the Mashal. Right? That's Rashi. Comes Tosfos and he learns what? He learns the Kasha like Rashi. Rebbe Lezer holds that you have to eat 14 sudas in the sukkah. So if you have to eat 14 sudas in the sukkah, then how can you be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres? It's not going to be the sukkah. So what's the maskana? Rebbe Lezer was chozubah from the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. His teretz is unique, right? His understanding of teretz is unique. Right? You don't have to eat in the sukkah. Rebbe Lezer holds you can have the yud dalat sudas, but you don't have to be in the sukkah, and that's why you can be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. It's only a lechatchila to eat in the sukkah, but it's not the eved ma'akev, and that's why you can be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. What's pshat in Tosfos? Right? What's pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos obviously is not learning the din tashlumin from Chagiga. He's not learning tashlumin from Karbonis. Because if he's learning the tashlumin from Karbonis, how could he be mashlum yedalat sudas? He can only be mashlum the first night. So what's the mocker? What's the basis of Tosfos' idea? Rebbe Lezer holds you can have tashlumin. Where did such an idea come from? If you're not going to learn from Karbonis, where does it come from? What's Tosfos saying? Obviously, he's not learning from Karbonis because Rebbe Lezer holds even the maskana that you can be mashlum yudalat suda. So, what's the mocker for Tosfos? Well, what's he assuming? Yavodas Dovin has a very beautiful pshat which I'd like to expand on. He suggests that maybe Rebbe Lezer holds that Teshu Kein Toduru is really a gilui on the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Teshu Kein Toduru Madira Achas Bayom V'Achas Balayla. Rebbe Lezer holds that's really a drasha that's explaining how to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov when it comes to Sukkos. You know, Simchas Yom Tov means that you have to eat on Yom Tov. But how many sudas? What do you have to do? Rebbe Lezer says you have to eat 14 sudas on Yom Tov. That is the key of Simchas Yom Tov. And that's why he holds that you can have a tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres for Simchas Yom Tov. You can have tashlumin for the Teishu Kein Toduru, for the Chiyuv to eat the Sukkah, for the Chiyuv to eat the Yudalat Sudas, I should say. You can have a tashlumin for the Chiyuv to eat Yudalat Sudas on Shmini Atzeres. Because it's not Stam a Chiyuv to eat Yudalat Sudas, it's a Chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov. What does he mean? I think he means the following. The Mishnah, yes.
I feel like he doesn't hold that there's an idea of tashlumin.
Right. Yeah, so the Mishnah Daf Memches points out that there's a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov on Shmini Atzeres as well. The pasuk says v'ha'yisa ach sameach. The pasuk in Parashas Re'ei, we're talking about Shmini Atzeres, we're talking about Sukkos actually, v'ha'yisa ach sameach, that you should be sameach on Sukkos. So comes the Gemara on Daf Memches Samad Aleph and says, what is this pasuk for Yisa Ach Sameach come to be marvel? L'rabos leili yom tov achron. It's a suffix in the Gemara. What it comes to be marvel? That's the maskon of the Gemara. It comes to be marvel leili yom tov achron l'simcha. That Shmini Atzeres is chayav in simcha. So many have pointed out, how can Yisa Ach Sameach be marvel leili yom tov achron for simcha? Ach is a miut. Ach means but. Right? So how can Ach Sameach be marvel Shmini Atzeres for simcha? So they say over from the Gaon, but the pshat is that Shmini Atzeres doesn't have any of the mitzvahs hayom, any of the mitzvahs of Sukkos, except for Simcha. That's the point. Ach means that it's a miut to say that the mitzvah of Dalet Minim doesn't apply in Shmini Atzeres, and the mitzvah of Sukkah in Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply in Shmini Atzeres. The only thing that remains is Simcha. So that's marbe, it's marbe through a miut. Right? It's that there's a milut that all the other mitzvahs hayom don't apply to Shmini Atzeres except for Simcha. So that's the ribui that on Shmini Atzeres there is a din of Simcha because nothing else applies except for Simcha. According to that, though, it seems as though the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is not a separate chiyuv of Simcha. The Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is really a hemshech of the Simcha of Sukkos. It's the only part of Sukkos that still remains. It's not that Sukkos is a chiyuv of Simcha and on Shmini Atzeres is also a mitzvah of Simchas Yom. No, the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov on Shmini Atzeres is a hemshech of the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov from Sukkos. So maybe that's what Tosfos holds. Tosfos felt the reason why you could be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres from the chiyuv of Sukkos, the chiyuv of Yudal Sudas on Sukkos, is because it's all a chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov. The chiyuv to eat Yudal Sudas is based on Teshu Kein Toduru. So that din of Teshu Kein Toduru is a prat in Simchas Yom Tov. It's a perish on what the Simchas Yom Tov of Sukkos is all about. Dr. Belezer, since Shmini Atzeres is a hemshech of the Simchas Yom Tov of Sukkos, it's not such a far jump to say that you could be mashlim the Simcha of Sukkos on Shmini Atzeres itself. It's not just a chiyuv; it's a way of fulfilling Simchas Yom Tov. So once we assume it's a way of fulfilling Simchas Yom Tov, and Shmini Atzeres is really a hemshech, the chiyuv Simchas Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres is a hemshech of Simchas Yom Tov from Sukkos. So maybe Taka, you can have, maybe there's a svara that you can. You can be Yotzei, you can be Mashlim, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov of Sukkos on Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is really a hemshech of the day. And apparently what he's assuming is that it's not that Simchas Yom Tov has a separate chi of each and every day. It's a chi of Yudalit Sudas. That's the pshat, that there are 14 Sudas that you have to eat on Sukkos. So if Shmini Atzeres is a hemshech of the Simchas Yom Tov of Sukkos, so maybe you could be Mashlim, the Cheshbon. Again, Tosfos says it's not a tashlumin. You're filling in the cheshbon of Yudal Sudas on Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is a hemshech of the Simchas Yom Tov of Sukkos. Yoni. The Chachamim learn totally differently. They say there might be a chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov, but Simchas Yom Tov on Sukkos is not mechayev. It's not mechayev a suda the whole Yom Tov. It's only mechayev a suda the first day. Let's say, right? It's mechayev a suda in the sukkah the first night, tesvav. It's mechayev, according to many Rishonim, it's going to be mechayev a suda Yom Tov day also. Just there might not be a chiyuv to eat that in the sukkah, right? But the rest of Yom Tov, according to the Chachamim, there is no chiyuv suda. Right? Cholamoy, there's no chiyuv suda. There's no chiyuv to eat yudalat sudas. You have to have bus of yayin maybe. There's no chiyuv of pas. There's no chiyuv of suda. That's a different chiyuv. And maybe the Chacham Taka hold that the chiyuv each day is different. Maybe there's a different chiyuv each day. Rebbe Elazar holds no. There's a mispar. There's a minion of Yudalat Sudas that you have to eat. And maybe that chiyuv you can be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is a hemshech of the Simchas Yom Tov of Sukkos.
So if Shmini Atzeres is a hemshech of Simchas Yom Tov,
the sudas are the key of Simchas Yom Tov,
so why would Shmini Atzeres not also require two sudas originally?
Because Teshu Kein Toduru is not said on Shmini Atzeres. Even if there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, but it's not expressed in the same way as Sukkos. The chiyuv to eat a suda, right? The chiyuv to eat a suda based on Teshu Kein Toduru, that's a din in Sukkos. Right, so even if you'll say, even if you say there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov on Shmini Atzeres, what kind of a chiyuv is that? Is that basa v'yayin? Is that pas? But whatever it is, it's not a teshu kein toduru digedit. So even if there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shmini Atzeres, it's not going to be the same as Sukkos. It's not included within the chiyuv suda for Sukkos. Whatever that chiyuv is going to be, whether it's going to be mechayev pas or just basa v'yayin, but it's not part of teshu kein toduru. But since the chiyuv to have some kind of simcha on Shmini Atzeres is a hemshech of Sukkos, it's a hemshech, but it might not be the same. Ach sameach, it's less than the chiyuv of Sukkos. It's different than the chiyuv of Sukkos. It's a hemshech of Sukkos, but it's not teshu kein toduru. So it's mechayev its own simcha. Right? No one's saying that the hashlama that you do on Shmini Atzeres is fulfilled through the suda of Shmini Atzeres. Right? It's through another achila that you do on Shmini Atzeres that you mashlim for Sukkos. But since the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is a hemshech, it makes sense to be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres for the Simcha of Sukkos.
According to Tosfos, Rabbi Elazar say that on the first night there's two chiyuvim, that there's one achila that has to be done with circle, but it's also a achila of one of the yadal sudas, and that if you miss everything on the first night, then on the Shmini Atzeres you're only doing a hashlama for the suuda, but you lost out on the mitzvah.
According to Tosfos, I don't think so. Rebbe Elazar holds there's no special din on the first night as opposed to any other night, according to Tosfos. It's just, there's a chiyuv yadalat sudas. Isn't that mashma according to Tosfos?
So
no special thing the first night.
So why would you initially say that if you miss any one of the sudas, you do a shlama? Or
we're going to get to that. What's the girsa in the Mishnah according to Tosfos? What do you think the girsa is? Does the girsa include the word lele or not? So according to Tosfos, it doesn't include the word lele. Rebbe Elazar holds that the zechiv of yudal atzudas, and now he says mishalo ochal yom tov rishon. If you don't eat the first day of yom tov, night, day, chol hamoed, any suda, you're mashlim, you fill in the yudal b'shmini atzeres.
So
what?
So a rishon.
He's saying the first day of Yom Tov. He's not talking about, 2 days of Yom Tov. He's saying Yom Tov. Right? If you didn't eat on Yom Tov, either the night meal, the day meal, doesn't matter which meal. It's not a special halach of the first night of Yom Tov. Really, it's not even, the truth is, it's not the first night bechlal. Because it could be, according to Tosfos, which we're going to get to this point, it could be according to Tosfos, everyone holds that you have to eat past the first night. Maybe. It's not clear. We'll get to that. It could be that the tashlum that we're talking about is actually for all the other sudas besides the first night. Okay, but certainly it's at least for the other sudas. It's lav dafka the first night. Okay, we'll get to the details in a moment. Yeah, Josh.
Kerry said that, like we said before, the only reason why he says rishon is because the chachamim would only have a machlokas on that.
Okay, good. That's another answer. Excellent. Gedalia.
So, I think Rabbi just alluded to this, but how is Tosos answer his third question?
That's what we get to. That's the final word. Let's get to that. So now that we understand the basic sheet of Tosis, let's try to understand what the Tashlum is all about. What does the Gemara say? All right, let's finish the Gemara. Mashlim b'may. What are you mashlim with? So Ilema Berifta says the Gemara Shmini Atzeres is. Let's assume there's a chiyuv to pas. So Ilema Berifta, if you're going to be mashlim with pas. Suda diyome ka'ochil. You're just eating the suda diyome. Right? You gotta eat bread for Shmini Atzeres. If all you're gonna do is be mashlim with the suda of pas, then how is that a tashlum in fesukis? That's the suda of Shmini Atzeres. How are you gonna be mashlim the suda of fesukis with that suda? Elamai yashlim b'minya tagim. Hanamiyochim hishlim b'minya tagim yotzis. So Zokta Gemara, no. You're not going to be mashlim berifta, but rather you're mashlim b'minya tagim. What does the Gemara mean? So Zok Rashi, ilem berifta klomer. Tomer shesudas yom tov achron shu soy belechem beliftan v'tzochei asuda teitashlum in l'rishon. Sudas to the yom ka'achem. U'may heker yesh kan shetei l'shem suda rishona. Halo darkol l'sor hayom. What's the kash of the Gemara? If you're going to be mashlim at Shmini Atzeres with rifta, with bread, with pas, what's the heker that you're doing it to be mashlim the sudas and sukkahs? That's the shayla of the Gemara. What's the hecker? It sounds like it's clear from the Gemara that you're not going to be using the suda of Shmini Atzeres for the tashlumin, because that doesn't make any sense. That's going to serve as two different meals, as for two different purposes. It's going to serve as a suda for Shmini Atzeres and as a tashlumin for sukkahs. Hard to believe. L'chora, what the Gemara meant is if you're going to have a suda of pas, another suda of pas, so that looks like a suda Shmini Atzeres. It doesn't look like you're doing something special for Sukkot. It doesn't look like it's a tashlumin, so there's no heker. So that's what the Gemara comes around and says, no, yashlim b'minya tagim. Like you're mashlim with the peiros and the kistin, the kapludas mevushalos, that's how you're going to have a tashlumin. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara, right? That the kasha was, how can it be mashlim berifta? There's going to be no heker that you're doing it for Sukkot. Kamash malon, you're not mashlim berifta, but rather you're mashlim b'minya tagim. So Tosfos asked on Rashi. That's Tosfos' third kasha on Rashi. Gedalia points that right. Tosfos' third kasha on Rashi is how can it be mashlim b'minya tagima? Isn't there a chiyuv to eat kazayis davar? Doesn't the Yerushalmi say? Oh, shalom aleich. So Tosfos asked a kasha on Rashi. How can Rashi say that the hashlama is going to be b'minya tagima? It'll be b'peiros. Doesn't the Yerushalmi say that the Suda of the first night has to be Kazayis Dogon? Rebbe Elazar is saying that Yemashlam Shmini Atzeres, the Suda of the first night, so Lahore's got to be the same as the first night. Just like Rashi was troubled, well, if it's outside the Sukkah, how's it going to work? And we have to stand on our head to figure out how that's going to work. Right? Either it's only Mitzachila, or it's a special Aloch of Tashlumen, we find Tashlumen of Karbonis, even though it's a Chiddush, and it doesn't really make sense, it's a Chiddush. But if the chi of the first night is to eat pas, so how can you be mashlam b'mina tagim? But you're bothered. The Gemara is bothered. What's the heker? Okay, heker's an issue. So if you're mashlam with a suda of pas, then what's going to be the heker that it's a tashlumin for sukkahs? But you jump from the frying pan into the fire. You're going to be mashlam b'mina tagim, which according to Rashi is peris. But the suda of the first day, forget about whether peri bo sukkah. We talked about that issue. Paris actually requires a sukkah. But doesn't the suit of the first day have to be Kazayis Dogon? It has to be a pass. Right? It's supposed to be pass. It has to be Kazayis Dogon. So how can you mean a Paris? How can you mean a Tagima be mashlim the suit of Kazayis Dogon? It's Taisis Kasha and Rashi. Bam, is this Kasha is not a Kasha on Taisis himself. Taisis is only asking this Kasha according to Rashi. It's not a Kasha on Shita's Taisis. Why? Because according to Taisis, what's the Hashlama? What's the Hashlama we're talking about over here? Rebbe Elazar holds that you have a chi of 14 sudas, and that remains lamaskana. And when can you be mashlim that? What? What do you mean mashlim? Which suda?
Not the first
suda. Not the first. Dafka, not the first suda, according to Tosfos. Only the other sudas. He holds taka in a chanami. According to that Yerushalmi, that you need kazayis dogon. And in fact, Tosfos says you even need pas the first night. Right? We had a previous Tosfos, the maskal e, that you even need pas the first night of Yom Tov. You can't be mashlim that suda with mina tagim. You can't be mashlim the suda bichlal. Because if you're going to be mashlim the pas, there's no heker. If you're going to be mashlim the mina tagima, there can't be a tashlumin for the first meal because the first meal needs pas. Tosfos holds the only tashlumin is dafka not for the first night. It's not that you can be mashlim all the 14 sudas. You can only be mashlim 13 out of 14. 13 out of 14 because you can't be mashlim the first. So the first suda has to be a suda of pas. That's what Tosfos already said in the previous Dibur, at the end of the previous Dibur. We sort of glossed over it. Right? We started the Sugya at the beginning of the week, last week even. Right? We sort of glossed over the end of Tosfos. Right? The Kasha we started the whole Sugya with is the steerer from the Gemara here and the Gemara in Brachas. Right? That here the Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, that you have a choice. If you want to eat, yes. If not, not. But the Gemara in Brachas says that no, Shabbos is Yom Tovim Lo Sagilei Lo Ochel. You have to eat. Now, if you forget Yalav Yavon benching, you got to go back because there's a chiyuv to eat. It's the chastira. Here the Chachamim say there's no chiyuv to eat on Yom Tov, and there the Chachamim say the Gemara says there's a chiyuv to eat on Yom Tov. So some of the Rishonim said no, the chiyuv to eat is a chiyuv mitzad Sudas Yom Tov, not mitzad Sukkah. We talked about the different permutations of that teretz. But comes Tosfos here in Sukkah and says what? No, the Gemara there is talking about the first night. The first night is a chiyuv to eat pas. First night. But not the first day of Yom Tov, the next day. Right? There is no chiyuv to eat pas mitzad Sudas Yom Tov. There's only a chiyuv mitzad the first night of Sukkot and the first night of Pesach. Tezvav, tezvav, said Pesach. Right? That's what Tosfos. And then he's troubled. Aysim chis Yom Tov. How do you understand? No, bistru peiri. Right? There's no chiyuv to eat pas, says Tosfos, except the first night. Comes Tosfos at the very end and says, "Afa gavdul Rebbe Elazar amina b'shar yomim imhishlam b'mina tagim ayatsa." Rebbe Elazar says, "Imhishlam b'mina tagim ayatsa." Da da da. He just leaves it hanging. What's he saying? Rebbe Elazar says that you can be mashlam b'mina tagim. Afa gav means there's an underlying kasha. What's his kasha? I just told you that the suda of the first night is pas, but the rest of the days is not pas. Right? Rebbe Elazar holds that you can be mashlim b'mina tagima. That's bishar yomim, but not the first night. Marsha says Tosfos means to tell us Rebbe Elazar never said that there's a possibility of tashlum in the first night because I just told you that there's a chiyuv to eat pas the first night because that's learned at gzeira shava tezvav tezvav. Rebbe Elazar agrees with that gzeira shava according to Tosfos. So there's a chiyuv to eat pas the first night. You can't have tashlum in for the first night according to Tosfos. Tashlumin is only for the other meals according to Tosfos. And they don't require pas necessarily. Right, according to Tosfos, do they necessarily require pasta? No. No, achilas keva, maybe. Maybe that's enough. As long as you eat something, if you eat achilas keva, that's enough. That's all you need. And that's why you can be mashlim b'minyan tagima on Shmini Atzeres. Because you don't need pas. You can be mashlim b'minyan tagima. If there's no chiyuv to eat pas, Rav Elazar holds, you don't have to be mashlim the pas, you can be mashlim b'minyan tagima. The first night, Tosfos says, absolutely not. There is no tashlumin. So, how is Tosfos Goris in the Mishnah? Mishalo ochal what? Leila Yom Tov Rishon? Yom Tov Rishon? He's goris after Yom Tov Rishon, not Leila Yom Tov Rishon. Because Tosfos holds that you can't be mashed on the Suda of Leila Yom Tov Rishon. That everyone holds needs pass. He dafka says you can be mashed on the other Sudas because they don't need pass. So you can be mashed on the Bnei Targima. Right? And that would be a heker. If you were to need pass, it would have been terrible. It would have been gefela because then you don't have a heker. But says Tosfos, you're only going to be mashlim the sudas that don't require pas. Only be mashlim the other sudas. Daf cannot leil yom tovishin. Tosfos mamash turns the whole sugya on its head. Right? That you dafka can be mashlim only the sudas that don't require pas. All the sudas besides the first night of Yom Tov. Tosfos kasha is on Rashi and the other Rishonim. Because Rashi and the other Rishonim are learning what? Rebbe Leza holds you can be mashlim. Which Suda? The Fila Maskana Gemara. Which Suda? Dafka Leila Yom Tov Rishon, like the bracket in the Mishnah. So asks Tosfos, how can you be mashlim the Suda of Leila Yom Tov Rishon? It has to be with Pas. Yerushalmi says that he needs his eyes dug on. How can you do it? B'minyan Tagima. That's the Kasha of Tosfos. Dafka Rashi and the other Rishonim. If the Tashlumin is dafka for the first night and not for the other sudas, then it's mamish pilei ploim. Because the first night needs pas and mina tagim is not pasa. How does that work? You might be bothered with heka, but ultimately how's it at Tashlumin? What's the answer? It's mamish apella against Rashi and the other Rishonim. How can the Tashlumin of mina tagim work if you hold like that Yerushalmi? So, the answer might be that the Tashlumin is not for Sudas Yom Tov. The Tashlumin is for Sukkah. So Tashlumin is for the Chi of Sukkah, right? Rebbe Lezer might hold that for the Chi of Sukkah you don't need Pas. Maybe he holds that for the Chi of Sukkah you taka don't need Pas. Maybe he holds against that Yerushalmi. Right? Tosfos is so bothered with that Yerushalmi. That's because Tosfos is close to Yerushalmi. But who says Rebbe Lezer really holds like that Yerushalmi? Maybe he holds that the chiyuv to eat pas the first night, the chiyuv to eat pas the first night, that's not mitzad sukkah. Yerushalmi seems to be connecting it to sukkah, but who says that's a chiyuv midin sukkah? Maybe there's a chiyuv to eat pas al sudas yom tov, but not midin sukkah. And all you're trying to be mashlim is the chiyuv sukkah. If all you're trying to be mashlim is the chiyuv sukkah, so then maybe mina tagim is going to be good enough. It's l'chora what you have to say according to Rav Rishon. It's l'chor what you'll have to say according to Rav Rishon. That the chiyuv to eat pas, to eat a kazayis dogon, that's not mitzad chiyuv sukkah. You're going to be mashlim the chiyuv of sukkah. The chiyuv of sukkah does not require kazayis dogon. Right? You'll have to, these Rishonim will have to argue with that Yerushalmi. They'll say that the chiyuv sukkah does not require kazayis dogon. It just requires achilas keva. And that's what you're going to be mashlim ad leila yom tov achron. Yeshua.
That makes sense when you're talking about the first night in itself, but if you're being mashlim with a regular suda that you're not eating inside the sukkah, you're not really being mashlim.
Right, but according to the Marsha, the whole chiddush is that if you find tashlumin by kabbonis, then you can have tashlumin by sukkah. The whole idea of tashlumin by kabbonis is also a chiddush. So what if we have a chiddush? I mean, you're not adding another kasha that we didn't ask before. That's the old kasha. The old kasha is, how can I be mashlim outside the sukkah if I'm being mashlim a chiv of sukkah? Right? That's what we asked before. So the Marsha answered that that's the chiddush of tashlumin. That if I didn't bring a Shalmi Chagig on the first day, my Chiv is the first day. I didn't bring a Shalmi Chagig on the first day. I can be Mashlim the last day. What's the last day to the first day? What's going on?
That might be more of the Karbonis himself, or the Chiv itself, not necessarily.
You're saying if there's no Sukkah, no matter how much I'm applying a Chiddush of Karbonis here, but it's not Sukkah, so it's not Sukkah, what am I doing? Right? That's the lingering kasha against Rashi. But that's what the Marsha is saying. The Marsha is saying that there's some kind of a chiddush from Karbonis that even though my tashlumen is not actually matching my original chiyuv, because Yom Tov Achron and Yom Tov Rishon, it's a different carbon. I mean, it's a Shalmi Chagiga, but my chiyuv the first day, tashlumen the last, it's not the same chiyuv. So somehow, in Sukkah also, the chiddush of Sukkah is that I have this precedent from Karbonis that even though the tashlumen doesn't match up with the original, I can have it in tashlumen. So by Sukkah also, even though I'm not eating in the Sukkah, it's still okay. I thought what you were going to ask is, according to the Marshal, Chori, you can't say this, right? If you hold it to mitzvah sachila, so L'chora, the shear is a kezias, right? So the shear is a kezias, I should be able to eat any kezias, right? Kezias dogon shetaka work, right? Why would I say that I'm mashlim b'minyan tagima? Right, if it's a mitzvah sachila, so then l'chora, the shear is a kezias, it's not a chilas keva. Shear is a kezias. So what's this idea? What, I'm going to eat an achilas keva of Paris? What's achilas keva of Paris according to the Marshal? Right? According to the Marshal, if it's a mitzvah achila ba'alma, so what am I being mashlim? Right? What am I being mashlim? I'm eating a achilas keva. What does achilas keva have to do with anything? The shear is a kezias. Shear is a kezias. So mashlim b'mina tagima, what I'm mashlim Paris b'stama, that's an achilas keva of Paris. What does achilas keva of Paris have to do with a mitzvah achila? I'm being mashlim mitzvah achila with achilas keva. Very difficult. Very difficult. I thought the answer for the Marshal is that even if it's a mitzvah achila, the pshat is mitzvah achila normally means kezayis. My achila is always kezayis. Right? My achila is always a kezayis. But that's because achila, it's always an achila chashuva. If you eat a kezayis, you always treat that as an achila chashuva. Always treat that as an achila chashuva. Maybe the achila of Paris is somehow not an achila chashuva with a kezayis. So if you eat the achila keva of Paris, that is like an achila kezayis of dog. Still difficult, but that's l'chora what he's saying. That the Marshal learns that the whole chiyuv the first night is a mitzvah achila. So what am I being mashlim on Shmini Atzeres? What's the hashlama? I'm mashlim b'mina tagima. I'm mashlim b'minyak. Why can't I be mashlim b'kezayis dogam with pas? Because it's not going to be a heker. So mashlim b'minyak tagim. But the hashlam b'minyak tagim is going to be an achilas keva. Why do I need an achilas keva? I should be mashlim with an achila b'kezayis. Doesn't sound like you're doing a kezayis here. The answer might be no. The original chiyuv was an achila of kezayis. It's a mitzvah achila. But the problem is the achila of the Paris is not an achila chashuvas, and that's why I need the achilas keva in order to turn it into an achila chashuvas so that it'll be a tashlum. David.
According to Tosfos, who holds that Rabbi Lazar was not closer on the Dalit, he doesn't need Tevav to say that there's a chiyuv on the first night. He holds from Tishas Yom Yud Tikein to do it.
Right.
So he can use that Gzeirah Shavah from Matzah to tell you that you have to have dog on the first night.
Well, Tosfos uses that Gzeirah Shavah to teach me something else, that you need pas.
Yeah, the first night.
The first night, right.
But according to Rashi, who says that he was chozer and now he's like the chachamim? Now he needs tevav tesvav for that there's a chiyuv on the first night. So they're not. He's not. And according to Rashi, he's no longer using the tesvav tesvav to show me that you need. He can't say that you're using that to say that you need to have pas on the first night. He's using that to show that there's a chiyuv on the first night. So since we don't have a shabbat telling me about pas, how are you going to mashim with mina tagima?
Just 1 second. Rabbi Lazar is using the Gzeirah Shavah Tezvav according to Rashi to tell me a chiyuv on the first night.
Not,
and Tosfos is asking, according to that Yerushalmi, that should be a chiyuv of Kezayis Dog on the first night. Right? So the problem is, how can I be mashal b'mina tagim if there's a chiyuv of Kezayis Dog on the first night? That's the kasha we have. So we're suggesting that according to Rashi, maybe all the Gzeirah Shavah is teaching me. Gzeirah Shavah is teaching me what? That there's a chiyuv of Sudas Yom Tov on the first night. The Tashlumen is for the chiyuv Sukkah, but not for the chiyuv Suda. So the chiyuv Sukkah might not require Kezayis Dogon. That's what we're suggesting. Meaning Rashi is going against that Yerushalmi. He's assuming it's not a chiyuv of Kezayis Dogon. It's a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah the first night. But there's no chiyuv of Pas. There's There's a chiyuv to eat nachilas keva in the sukkah. So that chiyuv to eat nachilas keva, that's what you could be mashlamat shmini atzeres with an nachilas keva min atagim. You hear? No, no, no. So Rashi happens to hold that Achilas Keva of Peros is going to be Chayav in Sukkah. If Achilas Keva Peros is not Chayav in Sukkah, then you'll have to interpret Minya Tagim as something else. Look, we saw the Rush quoted a Tosefta that Minya Tagim is Kazayis Doga, right? It's Chamesh is Minya Doga. So Rashi, we linked, right, the Maran, who said that an Achilas Keva Peros is Chayav in Sukkah, we linked that to Rashi. Remember, we had that linkage. So Rashi clearly assumes that Achilles Kev of Paris will be Chayav in Sukkah, because if not, then how am I being Mashlim? And we're going to come back to the same Kasha. The Chiddush is that Rashi somehow assumes Rebbe Elazar holds that an Achilles Kev of Paris equals an Achille of Kazayas of Chamesh Yisrael, an Achille of Kazayas of Pas, let's say. Right? That Achilles Kev is an Achille Chashuva, and that's the nature of the Chiv of the first night, according to the Marshal Bedas Rashi. To have an Achille Chashuva, to have a Mitzvah Achille. So, I would have said that achila is defined always as kezayis. So, what's this achilas keva peris? Apparently, he's assuming no, peris is not as choshev. So, if I don't have an achilas keva peris, it's not going to be equal to a kezayis of pas. But if I have achilas keva peris, then that'll be enough. So, here we dafka have to have an achilas keva peris and not pas, because if we have pas, then it won't be a hecker that you're doing it for tashlumin. It'll just look like you're doing it for Sudash Minyat Seres. But once you have the Achilles Kaiva Paris, so then it's clear that that's for a Teshlum. Final question.
Also, maybe we could just say that the reason why the Marashal needs for the it's only a Mitzvah Achila would be because he says that in order to be Mashamit, you need Achila Suda. So maybe that he would be interpreting that as a.
The Marashal says Achila Suda?
Yeah. Suda.
Achila Suda Achim.
So it would have to be Achilas Keva.
Is the Rashi?
He said,
Rashi?
No, the Marsha.
The Marsha. Achilas Suda Achim. Be'ech Shehi. Achilas Suda Achim. Be'ech Shehi. Okay, what are you saying? You're saying his definition of Suda. So he's saying Kazayis Dagon also has to be an Achilas Keva?
Well,
meaning Kazayis is not enough?
I would say that maybe Kazayis wouldn't be enough to be an Achilas Keva, so we'd have to have more in order to consider a Suda.
Even for Dagon? Pass? Well, he'd say that you need more than Kazayis or Pass? That's hard to believe. The Marshal is saying it's a Mrs. Achila.
Right.
He's holding. I think there are different levels. When it comes to Paris, Mestama, he would say that Kezias is enough. When it comes to Paris, you need Nachilas Keva in order to reach the level of Suda. That's what you're saying, right? In order to reach the level of Suda, you need to have an Nachilas Keva in Paris.